Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another surprise Metallicast Mini. I am your host and fellow Metallica fan. My name is Brandon. This episode is all about blackened whiskey. I have been on the search for both blackened and the Internite Pilsner from Stone Brewing. I finally found a couple stores in a nearby town that carry them. Went to the first store, this one solely for the beer, and unfortunately, they were completely sold out. Great news for Metallica and Stone Brewing, bad news for this guy. And I am primarily a beer drinker. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a big whiskey guy. I really do not drink much liquor at all. I am a beer drinker. I love trying different beers from different breweries. So I was super excited about getting the Internite Pilsner and doing a taste test for all of you in the Metallicast Monday Show. But unfortunately, my hunt for Internite continues. However, I went to another store, and lo and behold, they had blackened. They had two bottles left. They had one bottle of the 89 batch, and one bottle of the 84 batch. Now, if you're not sure what I mean by that, Dave Pickerell, who was the master distiller of blackened whiskey, came up with this idea to actually use the music of Metallica to help in the aging process of the whiskey. So I'm going to actually read this from blackenedwhiskey.com because they will do a much better job explaining it than I ever would be able to. So it says, a collision of age-old whiskey making and modern sound engineering. The creators of Blackened settled to craft a whiskey that brings the uniqueness of the collaborators together in a bottle. A whiskey unlike any other in the world. A whiskey born of innovation. From the time Dave was a cadet at West Point, he was fascinated with the effects of sound, the way an organ can play a note that shakes an entire building. As he honed his craft over the years, the thought of what sound could do to whiskey at a molecular level stayed with him. As it so happened, Metallica and Meyer Sound innovated a subwoofer employing that same range, harnessing the vibrations that make a Metallica concert the resonant, visceral experience their fans know and love. The convergence of these ambitions have resulted in a sonic enhancement method that utilizes a variation of the band's song-determined frequencies to disrupt the whiskey inside the barrel, causing increased wood interaction that kicks up the wood flavor characteristics in the whiskey. We call this proprietary sonic enhancement process black noise. What is sonic enhancement? Sonic enhancement is the process of using certain sound waves to affect the spirit inside the barrel. When applied properly, the sound waves actually cause movement of the barrel and the liquid inside. This movement increases the interaction between the liquid and the barrel, resulting in a deeper penetration of the spirit into the wood. Whiskey gains a great deal of character from the barrel, with flavors such as clove, cinnamon, and nutmeg, as well as a variety of aromas like vanilla and caramel. Sonic enhancement kicks these characteristics up a notch or two, depending on the sound waves being deployed. Now, I have no clue if any of that actually works. But there seems to be an actual science behind this. Obviously, part of it is a gimmick, but is a really cool, fun way to combine the whiskey with the music of Metallica. So each batch has a different playlist curated by a specific member of the band. Batch 84 is the one I purchased, and it has a playlist from Kirk Hammett. The playlist is Eye of the Beholder, shout out Kevin Van Dam. Battery. Four Horsemen. Mm-hmm. Whiskey in the Jar, which seems like the most obvious song to choose, right? Lords of Summer. Of Wolf and Man. Here Comes Revenge. And Devil's Dance. So an 8-song playlist selected and arranged by Mr. Kirk Hammett himself. And here's a cool video I found on YouTube on the Blackened American Whiskey page that talks a little bit about the collaboration. You're going to hear each band member speak, as well as Dave Pickerell, the master distiller.
What's most exciting to me about launching our own whiskey brand is bringing the magic on a different level.
We're not throwing a label on something that's already made.
If you're going to put a whiskey out there, it better be good, and it better be on the vanguard.
Dave Pickerell is a legend in crafting and creating happiness.
He has created brands and tastes that have been innovative. And, you know, if we're going to try something new, get the best.
Whiskey has a certain aging process that is involved and not cheapened. In a way, with Metallica, that's how the songwriting goes in this band. You know, it takes time.
It's not so much thinking outside the box. It's getting away from the box completely. It's what box? There is no box.
The next chapter, 37 years in, and we still get a chance to do something great and unique. Fuck yeah, bring it on.
Now, when I bought Blackened, the first thing that stands out to me is its design. It has a very sleek, modern design. Nowhere on the bottle does it say Metallica. Unless you are a fan in the know, you would never know this is a Metallica product. It says on the front, Blackened, a blend of straight whiskeys finished in black brandy cask, remastered by Dave Pickerell. On the back, it says Blackened, a bold collaboration of the finest hand-selected whiskeys, an unrivaled composition of craft and creativity, born in cask, forged by sound, bottled by Sweet Amber Distilling Company. Love that they use Sweet Amber as the name of the distilling company. And love that Metallica did this from scratch, as you heard in that clip I played from the YouTube channel. Metallica does things their own way. A lot of bands have a liquor or a beer or a coffee or some other drink or food product, and it is so easy to slap your name on something. It is not easy to start something up from scratch and try something new. So kudos to the Metallica boys for once again doing it their own way. When I went up to the register to buy this, the guy working asked if I had tried it, and I said, no, I'm just a Metallica fan who wants to try it. And he said, everybody's been coming in for it. A lot of Metallica fans and a lot of Dave Pickerell fans, a lot of people who are into whiskey and that whole culture want to buy these up because this is the last thing that Dave Pickerell put his name on. Rest in peace. Want to make sure I at least say that before I jump headfirst into the taste test. Such horrible timing. Not sure if Metallica is going to continue with the production of Blackened. I believe that they are. I believe I read that they are going to, as a way to pay tribute to Dave and continue his vision. Not sure if they have plans on how that's going to work, but, you know, time will tell. So now, for the fun part, at least for me, I get to try the whiskey. I've not even opened the bottle yet, so you're going to hear me open the package. You know, all this great visual stuff is perfect for a podcast, right? So, taking off the top part here, there's these little stickers on the side that the front part says Batch 84, and then behind it says Blacken the World. So I'm opening the bottle now, going to give it a smell. It smells like whiskey, spoiler alert. I'm not going to taste this and pretend like I can get, oh, a hint of caramel, a hint of apricot, a hint of vanilla, a hint of whatever. As I said before, I'm not a whiskey drinker, but I'll give you my honest opinion. I'm going to pour a little bit into this glass. Just a little sip. And here we go. Blackened whiskey. I gotta say, really light, really smooth. I think this is a good whiskey if you're not a whiskey drinker like myself. Not overwhelming. Now, somebody told me, a good friend of mine who is a big whiskey drinker said, if you put a little water in the whiskey, it helps enhance the flavor. So I just took a sip of it neat. I'm actually going to put a little bit more in the glass here. And I'm going to put just a splash of water. See if I can taste the difference. Let's go in for sip number two, this time with a little water mixed in. Yeah, I like that. I'm not just saying that because it's a Metallica product. That is a smooth, light drink. I'm not going to pretend like I know what I'm talking about, but I think this would be a good whiskey for mixed drinks, for cocktails. This is something I could definitely sip on. It is pretty refreshing as far as whiskeys go. Let me see if I... Now I'm going to pour a little bit more into the glass. And I have a can of Diet Coke here. So let's see what it tastes like with a little mixing. Let's see here. This is blackened with Diet Coke. Oh yeah, that is good. And again, I'm not just saying that. I know this is probably not the most exciting podcast episode because everything I'm doing for the last few minutes is visual, and I'm not at all a whiskey expert. But as a Metallica fan, let me tell you, if you can get your hands in a bottle, try it. Even if you're not a whiskey fan, I'm not a whiskey drinker, like I've said a couple times. I am looking forward to tracking down the Antonite Pilsner and doing another taste test for you on a future Metallicast Mini. I got a full length coming your way by the end of the month, I promise you that. I have it scheduled. I have a special guest joining me. That's as much as I'm going to say. Follow Metallicast Pod on social media at Metallicast Pod on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please help spread the word. I need people to join the Metallicast militia so I can continue my quest for world domination. So let everybody know you can find Metallicast on fans.experts.com, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, YouTube, basically anywhere people find their podcasts. If you can go on iTunes, by the way, and leave a 5-star review, leave a positive comment, that helps with the podcast a lot. A bunch of you have done so already. Thank you for that. If you've not and you can do it, please help us out. Help me out. Help me help you. I think that whiskey's starting to sink in. So I'm going to wrap up. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen, metal up your ass. Yeah. Fab's not experts.